The beautiful names of beloved prophet. The beautiful names of beloved prophet. The beautiful names of beloved prophet.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers, welcome to another episode of our series, our program أسماء النبي Beloved Names of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم And inshallah, Just like in the previous episodes, we'll be covering many beautiful, noble names of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But in the beginning, a clarification, something that we must all note, that alhamdulillah Muslims, we want to keep our names, our children's names, upon the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is a good thing. But there are many names of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which are specific to him. How do we know that? How will we find that out? We must consult with the ulama. And we must ask them that these names that are specific to the Prophet ﷺ and that cannot be kept by an ummati, is this, for example, one of them? And then the ulama will guide that this name that you're looking to keep, this is fine, this one isn't, this one cannot be kept, so choose another name. So like this, inshallah, we will gain afiyah and we will not end up committing a wrongdoing. So always consult with the ulama when naming your children. This is very, very important. Now, the first name that I would like to introduce in this episode is Al-Mahi. Alif Lam Mim Alif Ha Ya. Al-Mahi. This is a name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it's a name that he has described himself. In one particular hadith, the Prophet alaihi wasallam said, "An al-Mahi alladhi yamhu Allahu bihi al-kufr." That I am Mahi, the one through whom Allah will wipe out kufr, meaning disbelief. Allah will remove disbelief and eradicate it. Now, the meaning of mahi, the ulama have given a few varying meanings. And in the Arabic language, it refers to eradicating something, removing something, finishing something. So one meaning is this, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, as you heard in the hadith, is mahi because he removes, eradicates and finishes kufr. And Allah Jalla wa Ala used his beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam for this purpose. An al-mahi alladhi yamhu Allahu bihi al-kufra. And this name fits the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's personality completely, wholly. Why? Because when he sallallahu alayhi wasallam arrived in this world, when he graced the world with his noble presence, kufr and shirk was everywhere. It was widespread, it was prevalent. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived amongst the people of the time for 40 years. And after 40 years, we know he announced his prophethood, I'lan al-Nubuwa. And thereafter, he began to invite them towards Islam. Meaning he invited them to leave polytheism, to leave kufr and shirk, and to adopt Islam, which is the true religion, and to adopt the oneness, the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, when he announced his prophethood, for 13 years he stayed in Makkah al-Mukarramah after that. And then he migrated to al-Madinah al-Munawwara, as we know. And during this time, again, kufr was at its peak. You know, people were worshipping idols. They were doing all sorts of wrongdoings. Now, even though, you know, people of that time considered themselves as sophisticated, and there were many advancements in the time as well. They were able to do a lot of things. So in terms of the world, they were progressing. But in terms of the belief, the nazariyat, the doctrines that a person should adopt, they were completely misguided. And we know that they were completely on the wrong path. And it was when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam invited them using beautiful words, using wisdom, gradually over time, alhamdulillah, more and more hearts that were misguided, that were stuck in polytheism and shirk, more and more hearts became inclined towards the beautiful teachings of Islam. Alhamdulillah, they embraced Islam. And who was it through? Through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And this is why we say al-mahi, one meaning is the one who removes or eradicates. And it fits the personality, the dhat of Rasulullah alayhi wasallam, because He removed kufr in that time. Allah Azza wa Jal used His beloved Ali Salam to remove kufr. أنا الماحي الذي يمحو الله به الكفر. And the Prophet Ali Salam showed how he removed and eradicated kufr from big, big kingdoms of that time. Many kingdoms of that time, alhamdulillah, many of the kings became Muslims as well. So one name of the Prophet ﷺ is Al-Mahi, and the meaning, the first meaning is to remove kufr, to eradicate kufr. The second meaning is the one who removes the sins of people. Mahi al-dhunub. How is this? That when the people believed in Rasulullah ﷺ, they followed him, they adopted his sunnah, they avoided what he prohibited and what he told them to refrain from, and they act upon his teachings, his sayings, his own actions. They would adopt the actions of Rasulullah alayhi salam. And by doing all of these things, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in turn removed their sins. So he was the one who removed their sins. So all of these things that the people did, this led to their sins being removed. So the Prophet alayhi salam was a means for their sins being forgiven and removed. So when they did all of these things, they followed the Prophet ﷺ, Allah Jalla wa'ala forgave their sins. And this is why one meaning is Mahid Dhunub, the one who removes the sins. And we know how Allah Azza wa Jalla used His beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this manner, in that people followed Him, they adopted His way, and Allah Azza wa Jalla then forgave them. Subhanallah. One meaning that the ulama gave for Mahi is Dhuhur and Ghalaba. That when something becomes manifest, something becomes predominant. And the reason why the Prophet ﷺ is called Mahi in this meaning is that at that time, kufr was predominant. It was widespread. And when the Prophet ﷺ came with the religion of Islam, the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the complete religion, and he invited people towards it, and alhamdulillah, gradually, bit by bit, more and more people entered this beautiful deen. And as I mentioned moments earlier, that great, great kingdoms of that time, they also embraced Islam as well. They also entered the fold of Islam. And this way, Islam became dominant. Islam became manifest and prevalent in place of kufr and shirk. Alhamdulillah, this was again due to the efforts, the blessed efforts of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is mentioned in the Quran, in Surah As-Saff, verse 9, Allah jalla wa ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. It is Allah who sent His messenger with guidance and the religion of truth, ليظهره على الدين كله, so that He makes it predominant over all other religions. And this is what happened when the Prophet ﷺ came with Islam. It became the dominant religion, and it was manifest above all other religions of that time. So one meaning of Mahi is ghalaba and zuhur, that predominance and being manifest, being widespread. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is called Mahi in this meaning of ghalab and zahur, because when he came with the religion of Islam, it became the dominant religion, alhamdulillah. And this will happen at the end of time as well, when Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam comes, again Islam will become dominant, it will be everywhere. And on the Day of Judgment as well, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrives, then inshallah his ummah, us ummatis, will also be predominant over all other ummas as well. Moving on, the next name that I'd like to mention is Al-Muttaba'. Alif Lam Mim Ta Ba Ayn. Al-Muttaba'. Al-Muttaba' means the individual who is followed, whose way is followed, whose sayings are adopted, whose teachings are implemented. So Al-Muttaba', the one who is followed. This is necessary upon everyone. Everyone who wants to attain eternal success, then he must follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in so many maqamat of the Quran, so many places in the Quran, we are told to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if we want to gain success. And before moving on and going into detail in regards to this name, it's important to mention that the names of the Prophet ﷺ, where are they taken from? Scholars like Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi alayhi has listed 1400 names of the Prophet ﷺ, but has said there's no hasr, there's no restriction, that there's only 1400. Allah Jalla wa'ala knows well how many names His beloved ﷺ has. and some are ذاتي names, Muhammad, Ahmad, etc. But majority of them are صفاتي names. What the ulama did, they read the Quran Pak, the Hadith literature, and any attributes that they found of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, awsaf, blessed attributes, characteristics, they derived names from those attributes of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in the Quran, so many times Allah jalla wa ala says, follow the Prophet alaihi wasallam. And this is where the name Al-Muttaba' has come from as well, as we will hear inshallah. So in the Quran, Allah jalla wa ala says, in regards to following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 158. فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ الَّذِي يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَكَلِمَاتِهِ وَاتَّبِعُوهُ, meaning, believe in Allah and His Messenger. Which Messenger? The one who informs of the unseen, the one who is untaught, meaning he wasn't taught by anyone in creation. الَّذِي يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَكَلِمَاتِهِ, the one who believes in Allah and His kalimat, and follow Him. Look at the wordings at the end. وَاتَّبِعُوهُ, and follow Him. And this is in regards to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So this is where the name Al-Muttaba' comes from. Meaning Allah jalla wa ala has numerously in the Quran mentioned, follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me give you another verse of the Quran. This is in Surah Ali Imran, verse 31. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَخْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. That, O beloved, say to them, if you claim to love Allah, then follow me. Allah Azza wa Jal will love you and He will forgive for you your sins. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. Now, in this verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that it is necessary to follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever claims to love Allah, he has to follow the Prophet ﷺ. If his claim is devoid of this ittiba of the Prophet ﷺ, then it's a fake claim, it's a false claim. He is not true in his claim. Now the ulama have stated that first of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned a da'wah, a claim. That if you claim to love Allah, if you say you love Allah, then follow the Prophet ﷺ. Meaning you will follow the Prophet ﷺ out of your love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have true love for Allah, you will follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's no ifs, ands and buts. You will do this. And what's the natija, the outcome? Yuhibibkumullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive for you your sins. And in one hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, Ahibbullaha lima yaghdukum bihi min ni'amih. Love Allah for His nourishing you with His blessings. Meaning, what is the reason for loving Allah? Due to His nourishing you, due to Him providing you from His blessings. Subhanallah. So the requirement of loving Allah is that you love His Prophet alayhi salam, you follow His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we must follow the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam if we want to be true in our claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another maqam of the Holy Quran, in Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 21, for example, Allah jalla wa ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. That verily in the Messenger of Allah, there is for you a perfect example, a perfect model to follow. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is our ideal. When he is our role model, we follow him. And we must learn about his life in order to follow him. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the perfect model, perfect example for you to follow. But then Allah jalla wa ala himself says, and he mentions, who will follow the Prophet alayhi sallam? لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. The one who hopes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning he wants to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he wants to better his akhirah, وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. He's hopeful of the Day of Judgment. He wants to better it and be in the best position. So those people will follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And when we learn about the life of the Prophet alayhi salam, then we realize that there is no better person to follow. Study the seerah, the Sahaba ikram, how many times they described how generous the Prophet alayhi salam was, how beautiful his character was, how he dealt with people, his domestic life, his life at home, his life with the Sahaba. When he sent expeditions, what was his manner in doing so? When delegations, wufud, came to him to discuss things with him, how did he speak to them? How did he dialogue with them? When we learn about all of these things, how the Prophet ﷺ was with young children, how he treated his elders, meaning those who were older in age, we learn so much from the life of the Prophet ﷺ. It's an open book. And the more we learn, the more, inshallah, we will gain the passion to follow the Prophet ﷺ, because there's no better example for us and the whole of mankind than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So that was one of his beautiful and blessed names, Al-Muttaba, meaning the one who is followed. And we must follow him to attain success, inshallah. The next name that I would like to mention, this is a name that the ulama mentioned was included in the previous scriptures, meaning before the Quran was revealed. And this name is Sahibut Taj, the one who possesses the crown, the owner of the crown, the wearer of the crown. Sahibut Taj, the possessor of the crown, the owner and wearer of the crown. So somebody who has a crown. And this is a name which is mentioned in the Injil, the book revealed to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. As we know, this is in Durood Taj as well, the famous Durood that people read as well, alhamdulillah. It's named Durood-e-Taj. So it's a title of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And here the ulama said it refers to the imamah. It refers to the Prophet alayhi salam wearing an imamah. We know he didn't wear a physical crown made of gold or silver. He wore an imamah throughout his life. And in one hadith, it's mentioned, Al-Ama'imu Tijanul Arab, that the imamahs, they are the crowns of the Arab people. So we must always adopt the sunnah, always stick to it. And abandoning the sunnah will only bring loss. It will not bring any benefit. So this is something that we must bear in mind. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would wear an imamah all the time. It's a sunnah te daima of his. We too as ummatis should follow suit. We should try and wear imamah. And we should have our children, young male children, wear imamah also. Reviving a sunnah is a beautiful thing and will be rewarded immensely as well. And this is also an example of following the Prophet Ali Sallam. One of his names is Al-Muttaba. We know his sunnah. We know about them. We should try to adopt them as well. So Sahibut Taj, one name of the Prophet Ali Sallam. Another name that I'd like to mention, this is a very unique name. Perhaps it will be the first time you've heard this. This name is Madh Madh. Meem Alif Dhal, Meem Alif Dhal, meaning repeated. Madh Madh. This was the name of the Prophet ﷺ in the previous scriptures. And its meaning is Tayyib Tayyib, meaning the pure one, the pure one. And the reason why the Prophet ﷺ was referred to as the pure one is because, alhamdulillah, he would always remain pure. He would always stay pure and he would purify others as well. Subhanallah. This is why his blessed Zat is known as Madh Madh. And this is a name found in the previous scriptures, alhamdulillah. Next name of the Prophet ﷺ that I'd like to mention is Safuh. As-Safuh. Alif Lam Sad Fa Waw Ha. This is a name of the Prophet ﷺ in the Tawrat Sharif, which was revealed to Musa ﷺ, as we know. And this means the one who forgives greatly, immensely, abundantly. Meaning whatever was done to him, whatever wrong was done to him, the Prophet ﷺ would always forgive and pardon it. And this name, as I said, is mentioned in the Torah Sharif as a sifa of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would never reply to evil with evil. This was not his way or his habit. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, speaking about the beautiful characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she mentioned in a hadith, لَمْ يَكُنِ النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فَاحِشًا وَلَا مُتَفَحِّشًا وَلَا صَخَّابًا فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ وَلَا يُجْزِئُ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ وَلَكِنْ يَعْفُوا وَيَصْفَحُ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not one to speak immodestly. He never did that. Alhamdulillah, we know the Prophet alayhi wa sallam was the most modest. And he used his blessed tongue in the correct manner always. He never spoke immodestly, indecently. And he did not raise his voice in the marketplaces, as many people do. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not do this. This was not his characteristic. وَلَا يُجْزِئُ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ. And he would not reply to evil with evil. He wouldn't do evil in return. And this is what people do today. They do evil in return. They say, give as good as you get. You know, you should hurt the other person as much as you've been hurt. And they misunderstand and take out of context verses of the Quran. The way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to forgive. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not reply to evil with evil. And there's so many examples of this. Time does not permit to go through them. وَلَكِنْ يَعْفُوا وَيَصْفَحُ. Rather, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the one who forgives and pardons. And as we heard, يَصْفَحُ from As-Safuh means the one who forgives immensely. And the next name that I would like to include is Taha. Taha is from the huruf muqatta'at. You find these huruf throughout the Quran. Taha, kaf, ha, ya, ain, sad, alif, lam, mim. Now, the ulama explain, they say that these are secrets between Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are code words, you can say. And in Tafsir Ruhul Ma'ani, it's mentioned that the akabir awliya of this ummah can gain knowledge of these huruf muqatta'at through the core of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what is stated in Tafsir Ruhul Ma'ani. Now, Taha, as we know, it's the beginning of a surah as well, Surah Taha. And this is also found in the hadith collection. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned it himself. Before I move on, let me clarify that the name Taha and other names such as Yasin, when the Ummah keeps these names, they should prefix Ghulam before it. Ghulam Taha, Ghulam Yasin. Because the meanings of these names are not known. And some scholars have said, for example, Yasin means Rasul. So we can't call a normal person Rasul. The Rasul are the Anbiya, the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Rusul of Allah jalla wa ala. So the caution that we must take when we're keeping these names is to add Ghulam at the beginning, Ghulam Taha and Ghulam Yasin. Now, what does Taha mean? As explained a few moments ago, these are huruf muqatta'at, and only Allah Azza wa Jal, through His bestowal, His beloved alayhi salam, and through the beloved alayhi salam, some akabir awliya of the ummah know. But some scholars have tried to explain these as well. And some scholars have said that in light of what the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in said, that Taha either has two meanings. Ya Tahiru min al-uyubi wa-dhunubi, that oh, the one who is pure from uyub, defects, and dhunub. And the other meaning that they've given is Ya Hadi ila kulli khair, oh, the one who guides towards all goodness. Now, these two could possibly be the meanings of Taha. So, this is a name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a beautiful name. People do try and keep it. If you are going to keep it, then as mentioned by the ulama, always prefix Ghulam before it, Ghulam Taha, inshallah. You will gain blessings of this name as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to learn more and more about the names of the Prophet alayhi salam, their deeper meanings, and to also implement the teachings of the Prophet alayhi salam, his way, his sunnah, his lifestyle in our life as well. Until the next episode, inshallah, keep safe. May Allah preserve and protect all of you. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The beautiful names of beloved Prophet, the beautiful names of beloved Prophet, the beautiful names of beloved Prophet.